Welcome in here to another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN. We want to thank Rush CPA and Associates and also Fairway for bringing you the program here throughout the 2022 campaign as we take a look at eight area high school football games here each and every week. Usual crew here with you, Matt Mullenix, Jim Field, and myself, Chris Parks. Here's how we did here last week in week number five before we get started on our week six picks. 7-1 weeks for both Matt and Jim, and I went 5-3. So now our overall standings look like this. Matt out in front by 3 games at 30-10. I'm at 27-13, and Jim sitting at 24-16 here for the year. Here's how it went last week. It was Griswold falling to East Union 47-12, so a spoiled homecoming there for the Tigers. We all had East Union in that one, so we all got that right. Fremont Mills did a nice rally in the second half and put away East Mills 44-25, and that was a winner for Matt. He was out on a limb by himself winning that one. It was Cam, 42-8. They rolled over Audubon for their homecoming game. We all had the Cougars in that one, so all got that right. HSTW with a 39-19 win over Riverside, and we all had the Vikings in that one. Tri-Center, 44-0 over IKM Manning. We all had Tri-Center there. Des Moines Christian just edged out Red Oak, 19-13, the final there. That was a winner for Matt and Jim. I was out on a limb and lost there with the Tigers. Clarinda also falls to Greene County, 43-12. Greene County the winner. That was a winner for Matt and Jim. And then in the ADM Atlantic contest here, homecoming for the Trojans, it was ADM pulling away 56-27, the final. That was a winner for both Jim and myself, and Matt lost out on that one. So that's how we went there in week number five. So we'll move on to week number six. We'll take a look at a couple of eight-man games right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well Becky, this week we have Brew Pub pizzas just $5.99 each, or sweet, juicy, seedless red grapes only $1.99 a pound. Boneless beef arm roast, just $3.99 a pound. Looking for a delicious change? Pick up some boneless stuffed pork chops, only 2 for $5. Warm up with some fresh beef stew. We have boneless beef stew meat, just $5.99 a pound. Check out our back page of our ad for great savings in our two-day ad. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's start off with some eight-man football. We've got a couple of games here in eight-man District 10, and we'll start off with a homecoming contest. The Audubon Wheelers are back home to take on Coon Rapids Bayard. Jim, I know you wanted to go first last week. Well, now you have tied for the best record last week, so you might as well go for it.
I was 7-1.
You actually earned it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm finally above water here.
He was pretty upset that he didn't make any ground on you, though.
I know. I finally go 7-1 and have a decent week, and I gain no ground at all. This is not right. All right. Well, I have a sneaky suspicion I'm not going to gain next to anything this week either, but let's moving forward. This is homecoming for Audubon. And they're going to face a player who's been pretty good on both sides of the football. Lance Clayburgh is having a pretty good year both sides for Coon Rapids Bayard this year. I like what Coon Rapids Bayard is doing, but the trend, I look at this as a bounce-back game for Audubon. It's at home. I know they were disappointed last week. They had a nice win the week before. They've actually alternated wins and losses all year long. So, loss last week. Sounds like a win this week. I think I'm going to go with the Wheelers at home here in a close, tight ball game.
All right. It's one there for Audubon. Matt?
Yeah, I think you do. You look up and down. A lot of similarities there between the two programs in there. Audubon's played a tough schedule, and that's, you know, their losses are against some very tough teams in there. There's a comparable game in there, I think. Bowie Valley, both teams have played Bowie Valley. I'm going to go with Coon Rapids. I think their defense is probably just a little bit tougher. So I'm going to go with the Crusaders on the road.
All right, one for Coon Rapids Bayard.
See, made up a game already.
There you go.
this is interesting. Coon Rapids Bayard played well for a while there last week in their contest against West Harrison, but ultimately kind of fell off there at the end of the game. Audubon really disappointed, I'm sure, with the way that they played against Cam. Cam came out and played just a terrific football game against them last week, and it's kind of polar opposite for Audubon. They played so well the week before against Xavier EHK and then kind of laid an egg there against Cam. So I'm with Jim. I think it's bounce back time here for the Wheelers. They're going to look at this one as one that they can get, and it's homecoming. They're going to be fired up for it. So I'm going to take the Wheelers to edge one out here in this one. We're going to stay in the eight-man District 10, and the Cam Cougars, fresh off that big win over Audubon, will hit the road now to take on another familiar foe in Exira EHK. Matt, who's going to win?
I'm going to go with the Cougars on this one. I'm going to take a road team again. Exira EHK, pretty much everything runs through their quarterback in there. And but I think Cam's a little more balanced in that regard, so that's why I'm going to go with the Cougars.
All right, one for Cam. Yeah, it's for Xavier EHK, there's a lot on Trey Peterson's shoulders. He, especially that game I saw against Audubon, he was just kind of trying to do it all himself. They've had some attrition there on the team with some guys out and out of the program, and it's just been tough for them here the last couple of weeks. For Cam, I was really impressed with the way that they played, not only offensively last week, but defensively. They've got a good force up front with a number of guys that they can rotate on that defensive line. Their linebackers are playing fast, playing really well. Austin Williams had a great game for them on both sides of the ball. I think Cam's got some good potential for what they can accomplish here the rest of the season if they keep playing like that. So I'm going to take the Cougars here in this one as well. Jim.
Yeah, and I might say it differently, but I'm going to pretty much say the same thing you guys did. I think Exira EHK needs to find a way to get more people involved in the offense on a more regular basis just to give them some variety and something a little different to look at now and again. And on the Cam side, the Chase Speaker to Sam Foreman connection has been a pretty darn good one this year. They've had a lot of success hooking up this year. So, yeah, I like the Cougars. I think they're the better one here this week.
All right, we're all going to take Cam there. We're going to dive into some 11-man contests, and we'll do that right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have Brewpub pizzas, just $5.99 each. Or sweet, juicy, seedless red grapes, only $1.99 a pound. Boneless beef arm roast, just $3.99 a pound. Looking for a delicious change? Pick up some boneless stuffed pork chops, only two for $5. Warm up with some fresh beef stew. We have boneless beef stew meat, just $5.99 a pound. Check out our back page of our ad for great savings in our two-day ad. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's move into some Class 1A games here. Start things off now with the next set of picks. And we've got a 1A District 7 matchup. ACGC, 4-1 on the year, going on the road to take on I-35, who comes in at 3-2. This sets up to be a pretty good matchup, on paper. Both teams have had some similar opponents and similar outcomes so far here this year, and the ones that you look at there. Brock Littler's done a great job on the ground for ACGC. Of course, we know what they're all about, ground and pound. They want to run the ball and then play tough defense. I-35 has had a little bit of balanced success. Their quarterback, Grady Dodds, has been able to throw for over 500 yards, but hasn't been super efficient. So it'll be interesting to see. They've got a defensive player that has some wacky numbers. I don't know if this is just the stat guy being helpful, but TJ Duff's got 22 tackles for loss listed on the season so far this year. I think that's got to be a little out of bounds. But regardless, he's obviously doing some damage back there. But I'm going to give the edge here to the Chargers. They've won some close games, and this will be a tough one here on the road for them. But that ground game's been working well here lately, so I'm going to give the edge to ACGC. Jim.
Yeah, I wrote down initially on this sheet in my notes that the I-35 is more balanced, but I thought, well, that was a dumb thing to write down because everybody's more balanced when you're playing ACGC because if you throw the ball five times, you're more balanced than they are. That's what they like you said, they run the football. That's what they do. They just don't throw hardly at all. And when they do, they have some success, but they just don't do it much. ACGC is going to pound the ball. every time the Chargers play, it's all about the line of scrimmage. It's controlling the line of scrimmage, controlling the pace of the game, and I think they'll be able to do that tonight. I do like ACGC on the road.
All right, two for the Chargers. Matt?
I'm going to go with the Chargers as well. But you got two teams here coming in. You know, ACGC's a four-game win streak, and I-35 on a three-game win streak. So something's going to break tonight, and I think it's going to be the Chargers are going to keep their string going.
All right, back in black, baby.
Chargers across the board.
Another road team with a victory on the sheet.
Man, road warriors this week, huh? We've got another one here now. This will be in 1A District 8, and it's a couple of teams with some pretty good records. Trainer 4-1, Underwood undefeated at 5-0. Cardinals are on the road to take on the Eagles. Jim, who's going to win?
Well, this is a matchup of two teams that do indeed get some takeaways. I was surprised looking at some of the numbers. Trainers picked off 8 passes this year. They've recovered 6 fumbles, 14 total takeaways. Underwood's better than that. I mean, they've had 16 interceptions this year. They picked off 16 passes already and picked up 5 fumble recoveries as well. So, you know, who holds on to the ball a little bit better? I think Underwood's just an all-around better ball club, and I think they'll probably create a few more turnovers their way too. So Underwood, I think, continues their role. I think they continue to move forward.
All right, one for the Eagles. Matt?
Well, I'm going to have to go with Underwood as well. I think this is going to be a decent ball game, though. They're two decent quarterbacks in there, both completing roughly 75% of the passes, not too far off as far as yardage, a little over 1,000 for Ravlin, and over 900 yards there for Trainer's quarterback, Dirks. And so, you know, I think it'll still be a good ball game here, but I'm going to give the slight edge to Underwood.
All right. It's no more Road Warrior streak for
you
there.
No, yep. All right. End it there.
Yeah, this is could be an interesting game, certainly. I think Trainer has the potential to at least give a little bit of fits early on in the game to Underwood, but, boy, they've proven that they're just such a good kind of pounded-out type of team. They just keep getting better sometimes as the game goes along, and they pulled away from some good teams already here this season doing that, and I think they do that again. Mason Boothby's been good for them catching the ball, and Alex Ravlin doing his best part there at the quarterback spot. And I think, yeah, there's a reason they're number two, and they're going to get this one here at home as well. Let's go to a matchup. Well, we had a replacement game. We were going to give you the Page County Super Bowl, but that's not happening now anymore. Shenandoah had to call off their season due to a wealth of injuries and lack of guys, apparently. So we're going to replace that game with a Class 4A game. It's 4A District 6. The Glenwood Rams, 3-2, are home to take on Winterset Huskies, who come in at 1-4. Matt, who's going to win?
I'm going to go with Glenwood, the home team on this one. I think they'll have a good home and field advantage. Winterset has struggled, but they've also played a pretty tough schedule so far. But they did lose of their running back, Forgy, from last year. He did quite a bit for them. I just don't think they've been able to replace him. They want to, you know, they run a pretty balanced offense in there mostly. They keep it on the ground. But I think Glenwood's just got too much, especially on the defensive side of the ball for him. So I'm going to go with the Rams at home.
All right, one there for Glenwood. Yeah, I mean, you look at the schedule for Winterset, and it's like, boy, who did not do us any favors, because they have played a really tough run for sure. And it's been, like you said, maybe tough for them to replace some guys and be on the same level that they have kind of expected to be the past few seasons. Their quarterback, Connor Pashuk, has been over 710 yards, but he's been out-dueled by the guy on the other side. Caden Anderson has thrown for over 1,100 yards and 14 touchdowns this year. He's got a nice target on the outside in Cody Krause. Tate Mayberry's done a good job mixing it up in the backfield, running it for them. I like Glenwood's home field here as well. I'm also going to go with the Rams. Jim?
Well, it is quite a road trip. There is that. But, yeah, I mean, you guys both alluded to it, but just so you know what folks know what we're talking about here, Winterset started out the season 0-4. They played Carlisle, who is currently ranked 4th in Class 4A, and they're 4-1 on the year. They got beat by Creston, who's currently 5-0 and 7th ranked in 3A. Got beat by Van Meter, who's 4-1 and they're top ranked in 1A. And they got beat by ADM, who's 5-0 and they're number 4 in 3A. I mean, the first four teams that they lost to right now are 18-2 combined. That's a crazy schedule. I mean, why is the football coach spending any time coaching kids. He should be in yelling at his athletic director. Don't you ever do this to us again.
It was part of the state that did it.
It probably was. But yeah, I mean, that schedule is just, it's a crazy schedule. I am very, very tempted to take Winterset in this game just because I have a feeling it's going to be a lot closer game than when you just look at the raw, 1-4 versus 3-2. But boy, that's a long road trip. I think I'm going to hang with you guys and take Glenwood and just leave it at that.
All right. So we're going to go Rams there across the board in that ball game. Let's go to Class 2A. This is Class 2A District 8. The Red Oak Tigers, close loss last week on the road against Des Moines Christian. We'll welcome in a 4-1 Greene County team, who's fresh off a good win there over Clarinda. I guess I get first look here at this one. Yeah, I was a little disappointed. The Tigers let me down last week. I thought they were going to snag that one there at Des Moines Christian, but they just could not quite catch up enough. They got down, I think, early there in that game, just never could quite make up the difference. Greene County has been pretty efficient. Gabe Ebersole, their quarterback, 8 touchdown passes. He's got 3 on the ground. They've got a pretty good running back in Patrick Doherty. Red Oak also has kind of a three-headed monster. They'll use the running back spot, and then Dawson Bond's been good on the outside for him. Riley Fouts has been efficient at quarterback and has run the ball very well there for them. So it's kind of an interesting team. I think Red Oak's going to give a good run on this one, but I think it's going to be kind of similar to last week. They're just not going to quite be able to get over the hump, and I'm going to give the edge here to Greene County. Since they let me down last week, I'm not going to ride with them again, Jim.
All right. Well, Greene County, they primarily run the ball more than they throw the ball. But, Red Oak's, they've got some kids who are really playing up this year. Riley Fouts running the ball well for him. Dawson Bond's just been a beast on defense this year. Mm-hmm. Red Oak is 0-7 all time against Greene County. That can't remain that way forever, right? At some point, you would think happen. I'm going to try Red Oak at home. I got to make up some ground, so I'm going to give it to the Tigers here this week.
All right. All right. Yeah. Matt.
Should I take Red Oak then, Jim?
Just to throw a wrench in my plan.
Playing that game already. All right.
Week 6. Hey, got to pad that cushion here. You keep that trophy in the office. I'm going to go with Greene County as well on this one. Red Oak, yeah, they're led by some seniors in there, Bond and Fouts and Chase Roeder. But I think Greene County, they've played a pretty decent schedule in there. They've come through it pretty well. I think they're a seasoned team in there. I think their defense is probably a little bit stronger than Red Oak's. Red Oak just wants to keep pounding the ball at you. I'm just going to give a slight edge to Greene County on this one. It'll be a good one. It's going to be back and forth, but at the end of the day, I'm going to go with Greene County.
All right, so we'll go 2 there for the Rams. Got 2 more games left here on our sheet, and both in Class 3A District 6. We'll take a look at those right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have Brewpub pizzas, just $5.99 each. For sweet, juicy, seedless red grapes, only $1.99 a pound. Boneless beef arm roast, just $3.99 a pound. Looking for a delicious change? Pick up some boneless stuffed pork chops, only 2 for $5. Warm up with some fresh beef stew. We have boneless beef stew meat, just $5.99 a pound. Check out our back page of our ad for great savings in our 2-day ad. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win, and we're gonna slide into a couple of picks here in Class 3A, and we've got a good matchup here in this first one we'll talk about. Two teams that are unblemished on their record so far this year, Creston and ADM, couple of 5-0 squads. Jim, who's gonna win?
Well, if I knew that, I wouldn't be in last place now, would I? yeah, good matchup. Top 10 ranked teams, both of them in Class 3A. The Panthers come in number 7, ADM number 4. They're pretty well matched. When you try to go back and kind of compare numbers back and forth, they're pretty well matched. ADM has won the last two in this series. I just think their defense is a little bit better right now. They've been putting up some pretty good defensive statistics as well, and I think ADM at home is going to make it three straight in this series, so I'm going to go with the Tigers.
All right, one for the Tigers. Matt?
I'm going to go with the Tigers as well. You know, obviously we saw them last week here in Atlantic, and, you know, pretty impressed with what they had to offer. You know, they've got a lot of speed, especially around the edges in Dahl in the backfield. Their defense wasn't too bad. Secondary there kind of was exploited just a little bit, but at the end of the day, they still get the job done. They have the ability. I think they only have one, maybe two kids that play both ways. And so, you know, they spend their entire practice just on defense or their entire practice just on offense. And I think the deeper you get into the season, that starts to help you out, whereas you got a team like Creston who's got quite a few players going both ways. They want to run the ball, and I think that's just, you know, I think they'll struggle that with that a little bit against ADM's defensive, especially their ends in there. So I'm going to go with ADM.
All right, another one there for the Tigers. Yeah, great matchup here. Both quarterbacks have done a good job. Kyle Strider doing a good job, almost near 1,000 yards with 8 touchdowns there for Creston, and Aiden Flora up to 815 now and 6 touchdowns through the air. He's got 6 more on the ground, as does Strider. So they're both kind of guys that can do a little bit of both. They both have some pretty good backs as well. I think ADM overall has been a little bit more impressive here with their schedule so far. They have played some common opponents, had some, common results. But I think ADM's a little bit more of the seasoned team, and maybe, like Matt said, has a little bit more of those explosive-type weapons with the speed out there. So I'm going to give the edge here to the Tigers as well.
It's the Kitten Bowl.
The Kitten Bowl, yeah.
You've heard of the Puppy Bowl. The Kitten Bowl.
Let's move into another matchup here in 3A District 6. The Atlantic Trojans going on the road to take on the Harlan Cyclones. And this is a game we'll have for you here tonight on the radio as well and be able to watch it on KJN-TV. And, this is, I guess, a good first look here at this one. Tough task. Anytime anybody's going to Harlan, it's a tough task, and it certainly is when you're ranked number one and playing as well as the Harlan Cyclones are. They've just continued to roll and look good. They've got so many weapons, guys that they can turn to. You know, you look at a guy like Aiden Hall, who's, you know, a big weapon in the receiving game, but he's being out-dueled yardage-wise by a couple of different guys as far as receptions go. Cade Sears is having a big year for him so far. So just a lot of guys that they can turn to. So I think this is just too tough. I'm going to go with the Cyclones. Jim?
All right. Well, Harlan's been pretty efficient this year, too. They've been, I suppose, what everybody expected them to be this year. I just think Atlantic, you know, the thing is, with Atlantic would need to make them uncomfortable. They would simply need to go out and have to make Harlan uncomfortable and get an early lead, create some turnovers, create some doubt, those kinds of things, and get a team to scrambling a little bit. You know, the problem with that is that's already happened to Harlan. It happens, it seems like, once or twice every year where they get into that kind of position. They always seem to come back at the end and pick off that victory. So I'd like to think this is going to be a good competitive football game, but Harlan's a tough place to go and come away with a win. You have to play perfectly. So I hope they do, but I like Harlan in this one.
All right, a couple for the Cyclones. Matt?
I'm going to go with the Trojans on this one, on the road. Go back to my Road Warrior theme there. Started at the beginning, I'll end it with that. But yeah, I think that, you know, like you guys kind of said, some of those things about the team up north is that, you know, that they do have some weapons there on the offensive side. I don't think their defense is as good as it was last year. Probably as you go along, that's going to probably be their weakness down the stretch here. Probably that defense and how they kind of control things in there. They got Hall sitting back there, but you know, out around the edges in there, maybe at cornerback, maybe not as strong as what they've have been in the past. You know, there's a few chinks in the armor there for them, but Atlantic will try to exploit them and make the best of the evening.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those games where you let Caden Anderson go out there and see what he can do. I mean, you got a couple of guys out on the edge that you can throw the ball up to. give it a shot. What do you got to lose? You're taking on number one. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that game plays out. And we'll have it for you here on the radio, so make sure you tune in here. Our pregame will be coming up and kick off at 7, and we'll have it for you on the air and on KJN-TV. I want to thank the folks at Rush CPA & Associates and the folks at Fairway as well for helping bring us Who's Going to Win once again here for the 2022 season. Stay tuned for Atlantic and Harlan. That's going to do it for Who's Going to Win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have Brew Pub pizzas, just $5.99 each. Or sweet, juicy, seedless red grapes, only $1.99 a pound. Boneless beef arm roast, just $3.99 a pound. Looking for a delicious change? Pick up some boneless stuffed pork chops, only two for $5. Warm up with some fresh beef stew. We have boneless beef stew meat, just $5.99 a pound. Check out our back page of our ad for great savings in our two-day ad. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.